Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Got something to say? Want to share an embarrassing story about you or someone you love? Give us a call at 877-931-4TNT.
Hello!
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Is that a true story with a guy faking his heart attack 20 times?
Yeah.
Paying bills?
Yes.
Was it fancy restaurants? Because if you're going to do that, you got to waste it. You're doing it like at, you know, Applebee's for like a $45 bill or something like that?
This was in Spain, so it was a Spanish Applebee's.
It's called Applebee's.
You got to spread it around, I would think.
But he did it 20 times.
Although, what's Spanish for apple?
Because the word would get around.
Manzana. What's Spanish for apple?
In the
Manzana.
Manzana bees.
Manzana bees.
Manzana bees.
Okay. Right, yeah. Nailed it.
Manzana bees. Did you know that
it's
right ahead?
It's not as catchy.
You didn't have the time to type that in.
I was Googling it.
Oh, you were? Okay, cool. All right.
Well, seriously, it said Spanish apple bees.
Well, I had 2 years of Spanish. I couldn't tell you what apple means. But, Manzana bees. Okay.
You have to look it up at the biblioteca.
So he did that as a Manzana bees.
Yeah, so this guy, this was in Spain, the city of Alicante.
Yeah,
and this guy was from Lithuania. So it says during his performances, he would fall to the floor, clutch his chest in faked agony. They said it was very theatrical. He pretended to faint and slump down on the floor.
Did they go to with the ambulance every time?
Not every time.
Because your ambulance bills cost money, too. Maybe not in Spain. They do here.
He even requested medical attention.
What the guy's got going for him is he looks like a heart attack.
He does.
He does.
He looks like a heart attack ready to happen.
Yeah.
I think people in restaurants will like heart attacks.
Yeah, but see, I think the fancy restaurants, they all talk to each other, and they would get word of this guy. So he probably had to spread it around.
And eventually that's what happened, Todd. Apparently this guy.
The Manzana Bees checked the other ones out. Yeah.
He tried the same trick.
He went to Chili's. They were like, whoa, I don't think so.
He tried
to call it Manzana Bees.
The same place twice, and that was what eventually got him caught.
Oh.
But they said, as part of his act, he would dress up in really nice clothes and pretend to be a Russian tourist who didn't speak Spanish.
Okay, that'd be cool.
So he did this at the same place, and they said all of these meals were like maybe 10 to 30 euros. I mean, not really expensive meals.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to scam the nice restaurants. He was just trying to scam a meal.
Yeah, you can't.
And they probably thought, that's a good point, Nick. They probably thought, who would do this for like a $50 bill, you know?
Yeah, if you're going and ordering the expensive booze and all that. And
then you're falling down.
The market price, whatever.
Right.
Like, this guy's full of it.
Yeah.
I would say, who would do that for a cheeseburger?
So
if you sounded like you had a good plan, not getting too greedy. Yeah, don't go back to the scene of
it
the
says
car.
Don't do it 20 times.
The combined bill for all of the 20 places that he did this was only 766 euros.
Man.
So, again, he wasn't going to nice
Convert
places.
That to dongs, Todd, when you get a chance.
Euros to dong.
Yeah. I like everything converted to dong.
It's a long form transformation.
This is a little side to this though, but I read something sad the other day. Now, granted,
how many euros,
766 euros.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Google push. There's a picture of James Gandolfini, who we all loved, by the way. You know, he died of a heart attack. He was overseas, I believe. Might have been Spain or French or somewhere in France.
In France.
Oh, he was over there in French. But it was his last meal. And we knew he wasn't a walking healthy-looking guy. But his last meal...
Oh, man.
It's depressing.
Yeah.
What he ate and what he did, his last meal before he didn't wake up that night in a
hotel
room.
He was in Rome.
Where's it in Rome? Okay, it was Italy.
He was in Rome and washed down
two... It's a real heart attack.
Two orders of fried king prawns, which those are big, big shrimp.
And fried means they're breaded.
Yeah,
you know?
and a quote-unquote large portion of foie gras...
Isn't that pure cream?
Yeah, it's very rich, decadent. Yeah.
Right.
With at least eight decadent. Alcoholic drinks.
Called it decadent.
Just before he collapsed.
He's a chick. What? With what was it? What was the rest of them? How much did you drink?
Figure it out on your own. I'm a chick. I don't know.
You said it was decadent.
766 euros, by the way, is about 19 million dong.
Thank you. Oh, I did ask for that, so I can't yell at you for
What's that per square foot?
I don't want to talk about that. I got the dong transformation.
Yeah, apparently he was knocking back shots of rum, pina coladas, and beers with the fried prawns and the foie gras.
Now, granted, he could do that on any given night if you don't eat like that all the time. He's just a bad eater. He's a big boy. And he didn't take care of himself.
This picture of him, it looks like the night before his death.
It is.
Like if you poked him with a pin, he would just deflate.
It's him eating the night before. That's the photo I saw, and I'm glad I remembered this because it's sad but also interesting that they have what he actually ate that night.
Oh,
because he's been dead, 10 years now?
Yeah.
He looks like he's plus 100 pounds for whatever Tony Soprano was.
Yeah, you're right. He does.
Oh, the prawns came with a mayonnaise chili sauce, too. Oh, that's not heart healthy.
No. Mayonnaise chili sauce?
I want to know. A doctor could check in a couple years when they hear this conversation, but... Is there a point, because he had obviously probably high cholesterol, maybe some bad blood pressure. Is there a point where a meal would put you over, or was that heart attack going to happen anyway?
Oh, it was bound to happen.
I know that, but would that meal...
But was that literally the straw that broke the heart attack's back?
I'd like to know that, because I know when you're... especially when you're high... Shut up. Especially when you know you're eating just a completely horrible thing all at once at night because you don't care, mainly when you're high. Now, granted, most of us didn't. We don't look like Tony Soprano.
I suppose there has to be.
A straw.
The straw.
Yeah.
Little bit of plaque that built up in that artery.
Yeah, you're right. Right. The decadent sauce, as Puss would say, clogged that bear up. Man.
Yeah. Excuse me for having a command of the English language. Asshole.
A command. Yeah.
This chili mayonnaise looks like bloomin' onion sauce.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I knew you'd like that story, Nick.
Modern marvel. Bloomin' onion.
It's funny that
bloomin' onion is pretty amazing. I'm with you on that.
Fried things tend to go with mayonnaise based sauces like that.
True.
It's a nice combination.
How much booze did he have?
Eight. It said four shots of rum, two pina coladas, and a couple beers.
Okay. Two pina coladas on top of that, man.
Yeah. Right.
That's even more thick crap, you know.
Well, I mean, you're in Rome, so obviously you're going to be drinking pina coladas.
Yeah, I didn't get that part. But,
no.
I get the shots and the beer.
Going for it.
Did he collapse at the restaurant?
No, it was later on in the hotel room, I think.
Well, who knows what he ate or drank after that? That was just dinner.
Yeah, that's what they know of.
Or what he ate that morning. Right.
Or leading up to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was lunch?
Kind of gross.
Joe America.
Hey, Joe. Oh.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, bud. Yeah. Joe checking in. Of course, we're talking food. Go ahead.
Yeah. That mayonnaise chili paste or sauce.
Yeah.
I thought it would be, just as information for your listeners, you don't have to use that for fried foods. You can also smother that on a prime steak before you grill it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Why Joe, I
cooking
saw
tips
the,
with Joe.
Why I saw the two that? Steaks you made the other day on your social media, and that they were mouthwatering. Congratulations.
Yeah, they looked
on
good.
That.
Yeah,
they
but he's
really
just
good.
Offended a bunch of chefs. You would never do that, would you? You make a nice steak and
you got it.
No,
I like dipping my steak and stuff too, man.
You smother it with mayonnaise before you put it on the grill.
Uh-oh.
I like that.
Okay.
Oh, there's heart healthy right there.
Yeah, you know what? Just try it sometime. Right. And then, you know, if you live, you live.
That's okay, but thanks, smothering Joe. It after you cook the steak. That would be offensive.
No.
Yeah.
Live, you live.
Yeah, you don't do that. Okay, you do it beforehand.
Thanks, brother.
Gotcha.
Thanks, brother.
Do you ever put mustard on big hunks of beef before you grill them?
Yeah.
You could have said anything.
Yeah.
He would have said
assume
yes.
It's a yes.
You're putting mustard on your Cheerios. Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that popping up on my reels, and I want to give it a shot sometime.
Yep. Joe's the meat expert, man. He really is. All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right, brother.
Speaking of red meat, get him off the phone real quickly. I saw a story yesterday. Red meat more than twice a week is diabetes 2 or something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Diabetes. Just,
if you eat red meat more than once a week, increase your chance of diabetes number 2.
There's a test now that they're doing.
Oh, yeah, what's that story?
It's a 10-second voice test that can detect whether or not people have type 2 diabetes.
Is it?
Yeah. It's just hearing the wheezing. Yeah.
Is it a wheeze?
Yeah. They can detect if you have mayonnaise on your breath. And it's, I guess, over a 2-week period of time, people just, you know, say something into this
and
recorder.
They can detect the wheeze?
Yeah, if there's a difference in, you know, like tone or pace of speaking or whatever,
well,
they can tell.
Weird,
I don't know if it's like something that's made its way to the United States. I think this was overseas. But if, I don't know if it's something in this country yet or if it's like a doctor can actually use it. But it seems like they can use that to tell if people have
diabetes.
They're
going to figure out a lot of stuff here coming up, man. Yeah.
Stuff we don't want to know.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, did you see the red meat story? I don't know where
I'm looking at it here.
It's more than once a week, right?
Yeah.
And we know people that eat, besides Joe, I mean, Joe ain't the only one that eats red meat all the time, but we know people that eat red meat every night.
Or twice
every
a day. Yeah.
Two servings of red meat per week increases risk of developing diabetes number 2 or type 2 diabetes for the rest of us.
I knew it didn't sound right when I said number 2. But
later in life. It doesn't really give a percentage. It just says
it can't be that high, is it?
Increases your risk.
Yeah.
Could somebody just hold that phone up to the radio? You know, and can't tell whether or not we have diabetes.
Yeah.
Type 2.
That's a good point, man.
We might have to have like a hangover outlier.
Yeah, or do you have to be talking to the phone in person?
Can you does it detect a wheeze? You know?
Yeah,
that's really the red flag.
You know?
14 acoustic features. Pitch, intensity.
What'd you call me?
Does not
you
mention
call a bitch,
wheezing.
Well, I think it's like part of the test is walk 3 steps upstairs, and if you're already wheezing, yes, you have diabetes.
Yeah. I don't need to take that. Is it foolproof or not? You know,
I don't think it's foolproof.
Why don't you just go get a blood test?
I think they do a blood test for that. Yeah. That would probably give you a more accurate result. Right.
Well, that's probably one of those, like, if you fail this one, maybe you should go see your doctor.
Although I would like it if they could invent that. You fart on that machine, it tells you if you got some butt stuff going on, man. You know,
a
10-second fart
phone?
Right there. That's you fart on this, we'll tell you if you got a colon up there. I mean, excuse me, a lump up there.
Colon?
You know?
Yeah.
That one's like right after you fart on your phone, you got to take a call.
It'd be the new commercial instead of, I did it my way, the ColorGuard singing commercial. It'd be,
Yeah, I think
it's a bunch of grandmas blasting ass on their phones.
Probably actually have to poop on your phone to make that happen.
I wonder if that chick in the A1C commercial is wheezing, because that commercial, everybody I've ever talked to that is not a mean person like us four hates that woman. I've heard people that just do not hate women. Women say, "Oh God, I hate this. Yeah. I hate this whole thing."
I'm going to say yes.
Is this the one who dances?
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that the one you went to Google and the question was, "Who's the fat girl dancing in the Ozempic commercial?"
It tried to autofill.
I've heard kind, caring people see this commercial in front of me saying, "Oh, I hate this chick," you know.
But
and it's not fair. But I mean, if you know, we all get bugged by everything.
That's who they're targeting.
I know, but they hate that.
They're targeting.
They hate the commercial.
Like that.
I know.
Dudes talking like dudes talk.
Dude, bro.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.